I suppose we could quickly turn our attention, I suppose, to Congress. There's been a lot of chatter, I suppose, about the motions to restructure the championship. And I suppose the reason we asked you, Han, is you're the GPA rep for the Tipperary senior footballers. And I suppose your thoughts are maybe the thoughts of the playing group within Tipperary about what's being proposed tomorrow. And it's, I suppose, proposal B, and I suppose in terms of moving the league to the summer is the big one, an offer. I suppose what in terms of what the Tipperary players are hoping for, we know Conor Sweeney has spoken in favour of change, David Power has spoken in favour of change. Is that generally the same view of a lot of the players within the playing group?
Yeah, it would definitely be. We had a good, like, this it's funny, like, you know, a lot of people, the detractors have come out in the last week or two, like, but the reality is this proposal has been out in open circulation for the best part of 6 months. And, you know, we've had, in fairness, all the players from all the counties have had a lot of time to look through it and try and make amendments and, you know, suggestions to it. And I suppose, originally myself, I was probably in favour of Proposal A. But, you know, the more I thought about it, like, how unworkable was it to put teams from Leinster into, you know, Munster and Connacht? Like, you know, the reality is the historical element of this would really hinder that. And so it didn't really make Proposal A viable. But Proposal B then, like, I won't say it's perfect, but I definitely think it's better than what is there at the moment. I mean, you take a normal year, we'll call it, and let's say you play your 7 league games and then you have 2 championship matches. Like, you know, that's 9 matches for us if we lost our first round Munster championship match and lost our qualifier game. Whereas you look at Dublin and they get their 7 league matches, they get to a league final, that's 8 matches. They play 3 matches in Leinster, that's 11. Then they play the Super 8s, which was 14, a semi-final and a final, and that's 16 games. And you see the disparity, I suppose, between it, the top teams who are getting so many extra games compared to maybe the bottom teams. And I know people will argue, oh, sure, if you're not winning, you don't deserve to be. But it's if you want to have the same teams at the top all the time, well, then, you know, keep it the same. If you want a team to try and progress, you have to give them more games. And the reality is the teams are playing against teams of their own standard, and if they want to compete in Tim Maguire, they have to win and beat to be the best of the team at their standard to get a chance to Tim Maguire. And it means that the following year, as well as obviously getting a chance to Tim Maguire, that in that calendar year, you're in a higher division the following year. So your progress is, you know, double in terms of you get the benefit of being promoted to division, up a division, so you're competing against higher are stronger teams, and then you also have your chance of actually having a go at being in the Sam Maguire provisional quarterfinal or preliminary quarterfinal or quarterfinal. And, you know, when you have momentum after winning games, you don't know what will happen.
Yeah. And I suppose, like, you mentioned Dublin getting 16 games, and ordinarily Tipperary would only get maybe 9 in a poor campaign. Like, if Proposal B is carried tomorrow, Tipperary will have a minimum of guaranteed 14 matches next year. You had a 5 in Munster round robin, your 7 league games, and then you're having either an All-Ireland knockout game or a Tailteann Cup game. And you could have more matches in Munster if you get to a knockout stage there. So, like, you would think, and then you're playing the Prime League 7 matches in Division 4, unfortunately, where you'll be playing next year in the best weather, April, May and June. Like, so I suppose from a playing point of view, and I suppose we have heard that the GPS said 80% of the players are in favour of this. How engaged would the Tipperary players have been with what's coming? I know some players are not really interested in structures, they just want to play, but how engaged would your teammates have been in this process?
Well, fairly engaged now, in fairness, because as well as obviously getting emails from the GPA, like, I suppose my role as rep is to make sure that there's debate about it and any criticism or feedback is, you know, taken on board. So, like, we'd have a leadership group, and certain players would be in the leadership group, would have 4 or 5 players under them where they would liaise with them. So every player in the leadership group then came back and said, right, this not player said A, B, etc. So I would have said Tipperary as a whole would have been very, very invested in it. You know, and I would imagine most counties would, because at the end of the day, if it impacts them, you know, they're going to want to have a say in it. You know, it's different about different things, like, you know, the water break, you know, there wouldn't be much thing with players because it doesn't impact us that much in the overall scheme of things. I know people would say, oh, it's got to go or it's got to stay or it's rationale. But when something like this comes in and you say, right, if you were given the chance to play 9 games and you were given the chance to play a minimum of 13 games, before, you know, you progress any further, you know, minimum, you know, players are going to say, pick their ears and say, yeah, geez, I really think I want to have a say in this and have an opinion in this, you know. And look, don't get me wrong, it's not the perfect solution, but it's definitely a step in the right direction, because, you know, if it can be tweaked, it can be improved, they can see what's wrong with it and see, you know, anomalies that can be ironed out, like.
Yeah, and I suppose just finally, like, I suppose at this stage we're thinking that whether it gets to 60% is looking very, very tight at this stage. Like, do you feel a lot of, maybe there'll be players in a lot of counties will be looking at maybe waiting the outcome, and that'll be the determining factor, or maybe whether they're going to go, if there's a new format next year, they're going to commit. But if it's the same, particularly for maybe lower Division 2 down to Division 4 counties, that they might think, if we're going back to the status quo, maybe it's just not for me.
I read it something, I think it was Aidan Aaron said it from Sligo. I say the older generation player might and say, like, God, I'm still playing those league matches in the middle of winter, like, you know, February, March, whereas if you're playing them in the summer, like, obviously they're very competitive. The league is very competitive, you know, and that's why I think they're trying to give it its actual thing in the summer. I'd say a few players might. I wouldn't say overall that a lot of players will say, God, I'm going to throw my hat at it now because, you know, it didn't get through. And I think, a player's primary motivation is to play for their county because they want to represent their county, no matter what way it comes, you know, because you've got to remember for years, fellas have been doing it anyway and have been, you know, fighting the good fight when they would say, God, why am I bothering? Do you know what? They still do it because they want to draw on the jersey. They want to represent their county to their best of their ability.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you have spoken to Tom Parsons or the higher echelons of the GPA this week about what they think might happen tomorrow? I'm sure they're probably pushing a lot of delegates as well to try and ensure that vote comes and down inside a proposal B. Is there any vibe at this stage of how it might go?
Well, I would you believe, I wasn't talking to him this week. I was just chatting to him 2 or 3 weeks. And it's funny now because obviously I suppose you saw probably what happened on off the ball there with the provincial councils. He said basically that he felt that the provincial councils would really obviously vote against it and would be pushing the different counties obviously to vote against it, and Chantar own county board, you know, they've been very, very positive about proposal B and listened to the players, like, you know, and that was part of my remit as well as the GPA rep, was to talk to county board, and in fairness they've been very, very good to listen to the players always, like, in fairness with regards to everything, you know, that relates to us. So they did say that the provincial council had been onto them trying to see what way they're voting. So it's just funny because I think the GPA probably are looking at it saying we're not overly confident, like, you know, we're still thinking we have a chance, but they know it's going to be close, I suppose. And I know it's very funny, like, it's very like Trump at the moment and Biden, you know, like the way counties are split and stuff like that. And the reality is, the main votes are going to come from outside the country. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of votes come from England and Europe and America. I didn't realise it until I saw a breakdown of it. It's mad.
Yeah, no, it'll probably be a fascinating day tomorrow. It's really, the whole debate has been very, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the result unfolds. Brian Fox, thanks for joining us on Across the Line.
Thanks very much, Shane.